Exercise 5, page 23.
The Pearl of the Indian Ocean. In the latest instalment of our Holidays on a Budget feature, we flew TV presenter David Denton to Sri Lanka. With nothing but a small bag of clothes, a guidebook, and £1,000 in travellers' cheques, around 180,000 Sri Lankan rupees, how long could David get by without using his emergency credit card?
Before accepting this challenge, all I knew about Sri Lanka was that it had a good cricket team and that it produced first-rate tea. So it was with some interest that I sank back in my aeroplane seat, took out my guidebook, and read about this fascinating little island nation just off the south coast of India. A centre of the Buddhist religion and culture since ancient times, Sri Lanka was colonised by the British in the early 19th century and gained independence in 1948. Since then, it experienced a 26-year civil war that ended in 2009, and also suffered serious damage and loss of life when the Indian Ocean tsunami struck in 2004. In recent years, though, following on from such unfortunate events, Sri Lanka boasts one of the fastest-growing economies in Asia, and a people with a newfound optimism for the future. I landed in Colombo, the country's biggest city and commercial capital, and took an exciting £2 taxi ride to the city centre. Despite the temptation to give in to my jet lag, check into a hotel and snooze for the rest of the day, I decided to take an afternoon stroll. It was well worth it. As it happened, I had arrived during Vesak, a religious festival which celebrates Buddha's birthday. Throughout the city, people had put up colourful lanterns outside their homes and places of business, and groups of monks were singing songs and giving out delicious free food to passers-by. The only downside was that the city was extremely busy. Families travel to Colombo from around the country for Vesak, and the city more than doubles its population for the week around the festival. So, after 2 days walking through the crowded streets, I jumped on a bus and headed south. The south coast of the island is dotted with a vast number of beach resorts, many of which were affected by the 2004 tsunami. Eager to encourage tourists to return, most hotels and restaurants in the area offer very low prices. I stayed at the stunning Gaul Hotel in Unawatuna for just £25 a night, including breakfast and dinner. Unawatuna has gorgeous beaches with golden sands and is a famous surfing location. It is also one of the best places to sample Sri Lankan seafood. I especially loved pol sambola, a dish made of coconut and tuna. What really made a lasting impression on me, though, was the locals, who treated me as a friend in whom they could confide their problems. Many told me of the destruction caused by the tsunami, how difficult it was to rebuild their businesses without any money, and how important tourism was to the area. In fact, I had never felt more appreciated as a tourist in my entire life. After 2 glorious days on the beach, with its soft breezes and waves lapping gently on the shore, I took the train inland to Kandy, the centre of the Sri Lankan Buddhist community. The train ride itself was fascinating. At one point, we passed close by a monastery nestled high up in the mountains, but that was only a taste of what was to come. Central Sri Lanka has a huge number of heritage sites, all within easy access of Kandy. I chose to visit the Golden Temple of Dambulla, around 72 kilometers north of the city. This UNESCO World Heritage site consists of 5 caves, each containing elaborately decorated statues and fascinating wall paintings that tell the story of Buddha's life. As I entered the first cave, I was utterly astonished by the scene before me. A group of monks were chanting, praying, and lighting hundreds of candles around the cave. It was a magical atmosphere that I'll always remember. When it was time to return to Colombo and take my plane back to London, I realized that, although a small island, Sri Lanka is a country that needs far more than 1 week to explore. As for the challenge, the entire holiday cost me just £800. That even included buying souvenirs at the airport on my way out, plus a £50 note which I still think was stolen by a playful monkey on the train to Kandy. Overall, it was a holiday that I wouldn't have missed for anything. Whether you fancy relaxing on the beach or visiting some of the most amazing cultural sites on the planet, Sri Lanka is a destination I would highly recommend.